From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, April the 10th through Sunday, April the 11th. Chris Bragg reported in the Capitol Confidential, on Friday, U.S. District Court Judge Valerie Caproni rebuked U.S. Attorney Prat Baraha for a, quote, media blitz, end quote, in his corruption case against former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. At the same time, she denied Silver's motion to dismiss the criminal indictment. In a memorandum and order, Caproni wrote, and I quote, criminal cases should be tried in the courtroom and not in the press, end quote. But Caproni wrote, dismissal of the indictment was not appropriate. There is no evidence the U.S. attorney's comments substantially influenced the grand jury's decision to indict, she opined. James Mason reported in the Register Star on some anticipated changes to Hudson's voting district boundaries and to the Common Council weighted vote calculation. Under the planned changes, large groups of voters will be shifted from one ward to another. It was recently determined the Crosswinds development on Harry Howard Avenue is in reality located wholly within the 5th Ward. Until now, those residents have been voting in the 4th Ward. The more challenging scenario is presented by the Fireman's Home, long believed to be located completely within the city's 4th Ward. It actually sits on the border, split almost equally between the 4th and the 5th Wards. County Democratic Election Commissioner Virginia Martin said she and Republican Election Commissioner Jason Naske will make a decision on where the Fireman's Home residents will register and vote. But resolving the problem of the Common Council's weighted vote is ongoing. Connor Skelding is reporting in Capitol, New York. The union that represents professors at Bard College is calling on the school to go into arbitration with a professor they say was unfairly stripped of a department chair. An internal Title IX complaint was filed against chemistry professor Craig Anderson in August of 2013. Title IX protects people from discrimination based on sex in education programs and activities that receive federal financial assistance. An internal investigation led to Anderson's removal as chemistry department chair after 8 years. On Friday, April the 10th, the union filed a complaint in federal court asking the school to be compelled to arbitrate its dispute with the professor. The complaint filed alleges the college never shared a copy of the original internal investigation report, thereby denying Anderson the opportunity to fully defend himself. College President Leon Botstein said the college will not proceed to arbitration unless ordered to do so by a court. Gordon Block reported in the Watertown Daily Times, Chatham resident U.S. Army Captain Michelle L. Kelly is one of 12 women to qualify for Army Ranger training. The Ranger School training, scheduled to begin this month at Fort Benning, is the first ever to include women. The upcoming course follows the 2012 decision to lift the ban on U.S. women in combat roles. Kelly has served in the military for 13 years, including a 2009 deployment to Iraq. She's with the 10th Mountain Division stationed at Fort Drum, Jefferson, Colorado. Finally, Ryan Anglum reports in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Village Board last week enacted a local law governing the use of scaffolding within the village. The law restricts to 6 months the length of time a scaffold or other temporary equipment used for construction may remain in place. Any additional time would require permission from the village building inspector. Scaffolds can be maintained and operated in the village only after a valid building permit is in place. In other business, the village board also authorized the construction of an addition to the Catskill Fire Department. The expansion plan includes the addition of a 40-by-50-foot freestanding structure. The $350,000 construction cost will be financed with the issuance of serial bonds. Repayment to the Bank of Greene County will occur over a 20-year period. Now for the weather forecast, the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day today with a temperature high near 69 degrees. Monday night, showers will be likely, mainly after 1 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 47. The chance of precipitation is 70%. Forecast for the next 3 days on Tuesday, a chance of showers mainly before 11 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 66. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 38. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 64 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 38. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 62 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers mostly cloudy with a low around 43 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:16 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:34 p.m. The length of the day, 13 hours and 18 minutes, 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.